You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. Hello and welcome to the Marquee. We're your hosts, Kristen,
Nat,
and Kylie.
Rumor has it we will be discussing rumors by Fleetwood Mac today on today's show.
Woo!
Before we talk about this masterpiece, we couldn't go without talking about each of our all-time favorite Fleetwood Mac songs. Now, I think mine is probably Sarah by Fleetwood Mac. It tells such a pretty story. It's one of my all-time favorites. What about you guys?
For me, I know my co-hosts don't necessarily agree with me, but my personal favorite Fleetwood Mac song has to be Goldust Woman. I'm a total Stevie Nicks fanatic. I love her solo music and the fact that she wrote the song about herself, and it's really just such a Stevie song on the album is one of the reasons why I love it. I also just love the instrumentation, that kind of stuff. So, Kylie, what about you?
Ugh, I don't really know, honestly. I like all the songs that we're going to talk about today. I like Everywhere. It's one of my favorites. I think I have to think about it more.
All right, yeah. So today is all about rumors. It is the 9th best-selling album of all time, and it is one of my personal favorites. I know it's your favorite album, right, Nat?
One of. It's up there.
Yeah, it's one of them, and it's a great great album. I think it's wonderful. What I love about it, though, really, is the drama in it. Every single member was doing something with someone else, pretty much, basically, while this album was being written. And I think it gives all the songs on it such a great lore and mythology. I think it's so good. And yeah. Okay. So we start off with, well, the first song of the album is Secondhand News, which we won't be playing, but I think it starts the album off really well, don't we think, guys?
Yeah, I think it's a good song. It's definitely not the best on the album, but I do think it's a really solid track. This is one of those albums where every song is amazing, so it's hard to really nitpick on what's bad, what's good, because none of it's bad. But yeah, I think, like I said, as a whole, Rumors is just such an amazing album, and there's like no bad songs on it, so.
Okay, I just thought of my favorite song. It took me a minute. But my favorite, I think, is Say You Will. It has, like, a little bit of a background story. Do you guys mind if I tell it?
Go ahead.
Okay, so I heard the song the first time on a church retreat freshman year. Yeah, cliche, I know. Anyway, my friend who I went on that retreat with is actually, I'm assuming she's listening. Hi, Francesca. But one of our friends picked this song as like a talk song, which was like she did a speech and then she gave a song that she really liked. And this was a song. So Francesca and I like have always made it like our Fleetwood Mac song. And that's why it's one of my favorites, because it has that memory attached to it. But yeah, I think Everywhere is my other favorite song.
What's so great about Fleetwood Mac is that you can make so many great memories to their music. Don't you agree, guys? I know I have. Yeah.
My most recent Fleetwood Mac memory is Kirsten's birthday.
Oh.
I walked into her birthday party and she's like wearing this long flowy dress and her hair is like Stevie Nicks to a T, like to a T. And I was like, oh my gosh, you look like Stevie Nicks. And she's like, oh yeah, that's what I was going for. And I have this video of her just dancing around, like listening to Dreams. We were supposed to be eating dessert, but like, it's fine. Fleetwood Mac came first.
It was the first time Kylie and I met, and I think we'll always associate that sort of moment with my 18th birthday party. And I think we're actually going to listen to Dreams now. So, without further ado, this is Dreams by Fleetwood Mac.
Now here you go again, you say you want your freedom.
And that was Dreams by Fleetwood Mac. Gosh, isn't that song so beautiful?
Magical.
I love Dreams. Dreams is literally a perfect song. But I wanted to tell a little story about my personal connection to Fleetwood Mac. So I remember listening to Stevie Nicks for the first time when I was in the car with my mom when I was a little kid. My mom's a huge Stevie Nicks fan. She loves Fleetwood Mac. And every time I think of Fleetwood Mac, I think of my cousin. My cousin's name is Rhiannon. And my cousin Marlene, her mom, literally named her after the song Rhiannon by Fleetwood Mac, which is another one of my favorites. So every time I think of Fleetwood Mac, as weird as it may sound, I actually think of my family. So that's like one of my like big personal connections to Fleetwood Mac as a group. And also, as I got older, I just grew to love their music on my own. So,
oh, me personal story? Okay, well, I've always liked Fleetwood Mac just because I kind of grew up with like their music. My mom really liked Fleetwood Mac, and then my dad also dabbled in some Fleetwood Mac. He was more of like a Led Zeppelin guy, but Fleetwood Mac was played here and there. But when I got a record player, it was actually from my grandparents' house that they still live in, that my mom grew up in, and she had like a whole stereo system in her room in their house. And I was like, I really want a record player, but I also want a cassette player. So I just took the entire stereo from my grandparents' house, who they live across the street from me. So I took it right from their house and just rolled it across the street. And some of the albums that I had at first were just like what my parents had collected over the years. And my mom just had like a stack of Fleetwood Mac, and Rumours was actually the first album that I listened to on my record player besides Queen's Greatest Hits, because it's Queen. And so I think basically that's when I started really liking Fleetwood Mac, like independent from my family liking it. And to this day, I really like it. My friend Ava, who's also listening, I think, she got me a Fleetwood Mac poster for one of my birthdays. Now it's in my dorm room. So it just like holds a special place in my heart.
So my personal connection to Fleetwood Mac has to do with my father. Shout out, Dad, if you're listening.
Yes, Scott.
Woo. So my dad went to Lafayette in the 70s, and he was at Lafayette in 1977 when Rumours was released. And before I came here, I used to ask him, what music did you listen to when you were at Lafayette? And he told me that wherever he went, wherever he'd go, Rumours was playing somewhere, everywhere, once it was released. And so now that I'm on campus, yes, everywhere, but and now that I'm on campus and I listen to it, I just think, oh my God, I bet this is how my dad felt. And it's just, you know, it's just a nice little connection. Yeah.
Okay. We have like a fall playlist, the three of us, and then my roommate, Maddie. I just realized we don't have any Fleetwood Mac on it, and I think we need to add to it because it is like the quintessential like fall music, I feel like.
No,
that is a travesty that we don't have them on it.
I mean, we have like good classics. We have like Simon and Garfunkel. Yeah. We have Harry Styles, because of course we have Harry Styles. But we don't have Fleetwood Mac. We need to add it. Somebody get on that.
I think, yeah, we've got to sharpen that up. And hold up, did you mention Harry Styles? Because
when do I not mention Harry Styles?
Great question. So, when Stevie Nicks was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, guess who inducted her? That's right, our man Harry. and so, I actually watched his speech about Stevie, and I honestly got tears in my eyes because I just thought it was the sweetest thing ever. But one of my favorite quotes that Harry says is, "I hope she knows what she means to us, what she means to yet another generation of artists who looked to her for inspiration and trailblazing courage." That is true, Stevie. She is so much more than a role model. She is a beacon to all of us. Whenever you hear her voice, life gets just a little bit better. When she sings, the world is hers and it is yours. Isn't that just so sweet? Harry, you have such a way with words.
Kristen's just a little biased. Should I give a shout out to Harry's weird new music video?
Oh, yes, while we're at it.
Okay, while we're at it, just going to say, check out Music for a Sushi Restaurant's music video that just came out today. Quick plug to Harry, even though this episode's on Fleetwood Mac. But returning back to Stevie Nicks, I remember I used to listen to Edge of 17 all the time because it was always on the radio when I was little. And I was like, I remember saying to my mom, I was like, she told me who Stevie Nicks was. I thought Stevie was just a boy's name before that. So then I was like, what? This is a boy? And she was like, no, Stevie, like it's a girl. And I was like, oh, okay. And she's like, you know, Fleetwood Mac, like Dreams and all that. And I was like, yeah. And she was like, oh, well, this is the same person. I was like, what? She has like a solo career. My 10-year-old mind was like baffled.
No, that's so funny because I also remember listening to specifically Edge of 17 with my mom and my grandma in the car when I was a kid. But another quick story that's also like a little bit of a segue into the next song we're going to play. My junior year, my school did like a bit of like a cabaret night. And one of my best friends, Louise, who I forgot to send her the link, so she isn't listening. but one of my best friends, Louise, actually sang Songbird by Fleetwood Mac at the cabaret night. And she was so amazing. And that was actually... I actually wasn't a huge Fleetwood Mac fan until like later in my junior year. That was actually the first time I'd heard that specific song, and it was not the original version. It was my friend singing it. So every time I hear that song, I think of her. But Kristen, I'll let you take it away for the intro to this one.
Yep, this is Songbird by Fleetwood Mac. Isn't Christine McVie's voice so pretty, guys? I think it's beautiful. Honestly, I think she deserves more recognition. I mean, everyone knows Stevie. I love Stevie. But Christine McVie's voice is just so beautiful and so delicate. It's a different world than Stevie's, don't get me wrong. But I just always thought she deserved a bit more recognition. Yeah.
I totally agree. So, fun fact, Stevie Nicks only sang, I believe, 33 songs under Fleetwood Mac's name. A lot of her other music that people know her for is her solo music. And people, like, because they associate her so much with Fleetwood Mac, they assume she sang, like, all their songs. Actually, Christine McVie sang the most songs out of any lead singer that's ever been in Fleetwood Mac. So I definitely agree that she deserves, like, more recognition as both a vocalist and a music artist than she gets. She literally wrote Songbird in, like, 15 minutes just sitting at a piano, and it's such an amazing song. So I definitely think she deserves way more recognition than she gets.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'm, like, a very – I think I have a preference for Stevie's voice because I like that.
As do I.
Yeah, I have that kind of – I like the rock kind of sound. She has, like, a gravelly, like, but very, like, raw in a good way, yes, voice. And I like Christine McVie's voice. I think it's a little bit, like, too mellow for me, if that makes sense.
But there's nothing wrong with mellow.
Well, yeah, I guess you're right.
A lot of the world's great vocalists have had very mellow voices, while others have had great, you know, rocky voices, just like Stevie's. And I think it's because their duality works so well that Fleetwood Mac is so great. You know, you can't have one without the other. That's what's so great. You know?
Yeah, one of my favorite things about listening to Fleetwood Mac's albums is that because the two lead woman vocalists have such different voices and such different music styles, listening to one song and then listening to the other and then mixing some Lindsey Buckingham in there, who's also amazing, it's just such a unique experience listening to one of their albums because they don't have one set lead singer like most bands do. So that's one of the reasons I feel like their music is so unique and great.
Speaking of Lindsey Buckingham, he just got kicked out a few years ago, didn't he? He got kicked out of Fleetwood Mac. And I'm sure they have their reasons. But I just think it's so weird if you go to see Fleetwood Mac live, if they're still touring, I have no idea. But if you do, Lindsey Buckingham's not going to be there. I just think it's a bit like...
Okay, like, I'm surprised, but this band is
messy.
It's messy.
Very messy.
I think that's our next talking point because, I don't know, all I can say is behind the scenes, it was a lot less graceful than they presented themselves to be on the actual album itself and musically, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. So here's the score. Songbird listeners. Stevie Nicks just split with Lindsey Buckingham. Christine McVie was divorcing her husband, bassist John McVie, and Mick Fleetwood's wife was having an affair, and so they divorced, and then he had an affair with Stevie Nicks. And they made this album. Ta-da!
You know what they say? It's like, it's the journey, not the destination or something.
It's the journey, not the...
It's about the... I don't know.
It's about whatever the memories we made along the way.
Yeah. This time around, I'm going to have to switch it to it's the destination and not the journey because the journey's a little messy for this one. It's rock and roll. What do you expect? That's how it usually goes. There's never a non-controversial moment, I think. And it definitely makes it interesting. I think the name Rumors has a lot of applicability to this situation.
But here's the thing. Without all of this drama, we wouldn't have this album. Can you imagine not having this album?
No, I cannot imagine not having this album, nor do I want to imagine not having this album. And it's so funny because a lot of my favorite albums in general are very messy albums. We're going to get into what we're talking about next week soon, but just a little clue in. My favorite album of the artists that we're talking about next week is a very messy divorce album as well. So I'll talk about that at a later time, but just a little hint clue in.
Sneak peek.
It won't be Frank Sinatra because sometimes love and marriage just not go together like a horse and carriage.
That was a good one.
Thanks. Good. Thank you. Yeah. We were just talking about Frank Sinatra. Maybe we'll have to do an episode on him one day.
Maybe one day.
The Italian-Americanness in me, at least, has
me
to
too.
Do. And, yeah,
me
and
three.
Has to talk about Frank Sinatra at least once a month because I feel like it's like a part of my culture.
Definitely.
So I think we're going to do our next track now. Now, this sort of is what This is the song that wraps everything together and puts a bow on it. It's about the turmoil and the link that all of the members have together. Ladies and gentlemen, and anyone else who's listening, This Is the Chain by Fleetwood Mac.
Okay, while we were listening to that in the studio, I just have to quote something that our dear anchor for today, Kristen, said. She is clapping along to, you know, the part where it's like just the musical interlude. And Kristen goes, I have a kalimba. I want a trample. I want a tambourine. And I also said trampoline before, so that was only fitting. Yes. But that was very funny because she just said it very unsolicited, and it was funny.
So, just for a bit of bit of background information, I once had a boyfriend, and he who must not be named, and I once went to a music store with him, and I saw a tambourine, and I saw it, and I was like, oh my gosh, I must have it. Boyfriend, what do you think? And he was very unenthused about the idea of me having a tambourine. And at the time, I hid my disappointment.
Why you wanted a tambourine? Sorry.
I wanted a tambourine so I could be like Stevie Nicks.
I wonder if my boyfriend would let me get a tambourine. I mean, I'm sure he would, but I think he'd be a little bit confused.
Just on the record, Kylie said before this episode that she wasn't going to mention Spencer, and she just did.
She just
but
did.
But on a more sentimental note about the chain, my dad, who's currently listening right now.
Mine is too. Hi, Dad.
Also loves Fleetwood Mac, and The Chain is his favorite Fleetwood Mac song. So shout out, Dad. You're the best. And you're the reason I like 70s rock music. So
same here with my dad. You rock, frat legend.
Same here with my dad. I think I do have to... answer my own question. Spencer just texted me, no, I would not know, way too loud.
Tell our listeners who Spencer is.
Spencer's boyfriend in question.
Yes.
He said he would not, and it's way too loud. So I guess I take that back. He would not let me get a tambourine.
So I guess our boyfriends just don't want, or ex in my boyfriends in general, ex or current, do not want us ladies to have tambourines. And I bet that's why Lindsay Buckingham and Stevie Nicks broke up. I guess he got...
I was going to say, is that why you and your ex-boyfriend broke up?
Yes, it was all over a tambourine, and I'm still not over it. I'm just kidding.
Women's rights.
Yeah, honestly.
Esmeralda is crying right now.
Tambourine rights. But speaking of relationships, the love affair, the relationship between Stevie Nicks and Lindsay Buckingham is one of rock's great breakups, I like to think of, sort of. It, oh my gosh, the drama, the tension, the songs that came out of it. Oh my god, iconic. And I think the lyrical magnum opus of their relationship is the next song we are going to play, which is called Silver Springs. It's not on the album, it's on the special edition of the album, but in my opinion, it is one of the best songs that Fleetwood Mac has ever written. Well, Stevie Nicks wrote it. Fleetwood Mac has ever released, and it deserves to be on the album, and I think it's just incredible.
I agree with that statement, and unfortunately, this was... the replacement track to Goldust Woman, which Nat eagerly,
very eagerly
advocated for today, but
it's so good. It's just such a Stevie song, and it's such a vibe. I love it. Justice for Goldust Woman.
And now this is Silver Springs. So.
You could be my sister.
Right, that was Silver Springs. I actually have a special update from my Aunt Leslie, who met Stevie Nicks a few years ago. Apparently, according to my aunt, her favorite food is animal crackers. That's right, animal crackers. What a queen. Yeah. Apparently, also, she holds the USO record for the most combat... hours spent visiting combat wounded soldiers in a 5-year period, which is pretty cool. Yeah.
The comment about the animal crackers makes me think of that, like, People magazine section where it's like, celebrities, they're just like us. The animal crackers bit is celebrities being just like us.
Yeah, that wraps it up, yeah. So before we close out today's show, we just wanted to extend a very warm thank you to those who tuned in for today's episode on WGRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio. Next week, Mamma Mia, here we go again. We will be talking about our favorite Swedish supergroup, ABBA. My, how could you resist them?
Fun fact, ABBA is actually my favorite group, actually favorite artist of all time. So I am especially excited about next week's episode.
Yeah, and that's it for today's show. And as per usual, we want to be with you everywhere. Meet us back here for more next week. And as per usual, this is Everywhere by, you guessed it, Fleetwood Mac!
Summer.